Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. That toll-free number is 603-283-6160.
You said the toll-free number is 603.
Oh. Well, it's not toll-free.
Sorry.
But I get the correct number, though.
You did. That's right.
603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Bonnie. And we've been talking about Telegram and the fact that a former U.S. ambassador who presumably doesn't actually have standing to sue Apple and Google over this. I can't imagine what standing he would claim to have as a former U.S. ambassador. Anyway, he's suing Apple and Google in order to try to get Telegram removed from the app stores. You said you had some more of this story.
Yeah, that's a good point. Is how is it that a user of Apple has standing to sue for what Apple puts in their app store?
Yeah, I can't imagine that he does.
Well, it's him and apparently the group called the Coalition for a Safer Web that have charged Apple with allowing Telegram to be available in the App Store. Billed as a nonpartisan, not-for-profit advocacy organization to force the removal of extremist and terrorist content from social media platforms, the Coalition claims Apple is failing to follow its own policies and guidelines regarding app content in relation to Telegram. In doing so, Apple allows Telegram's more malicious users to continue their activities. In fact, the lawsuit is pressuring Apple into closely examining Telegram with a view to deplatforming the entire messaging app for allegedly performing these activities. According to a press release from the group from June of 2020, Telegram is being used as, quote, a communications channel for the Russian government, which, by the way, is the reason why Telegram was created to avoid the Russian government. It was created
by
a Russian anarchist who was being, you know, sought after, you know, by the Russian government and, you know, people that are under the threat of the Russian government. This was an escape hatch for them. This was a way for them to communicate outside of Russian channels. They don't even have servers in Russia.
Right, because the Russian government demanded the encryption keys, and he said, screw off, I'm not doing that.
Right, so they're claiming that it's a channel for the Russian government, which is total mythology. They're claiming that it's affiliated neo-Nazi and white nationalist groups sowing misinformation and racial division in the United States and in Europe.
That's silly. You have to go looking for these white nationalist groups on Telegram in order to find one. You're not going to be added to them by default.
No.
If you don't want to be in a group with a bunch of white nationalists, don't join those groups. I happen to be in several because it makes them intensely angry.
To have a tranny in there?
Yeah. Most of them revolve around Chris Cantwell. He kept adding me to them, and people would just argue with me, and it just infuriated them that they could not make me upset.
So Cantwell was using you as a tool to sow seeds of dissemination into the...
Well, yeah, and his enemies were using me as a tool, trying to convince people that he and I had slept together, which, of course, neither one of us would actually deny. Of course, we never did. But I'm not going to deny it because it's funny. So right. I was just sort of in the middle there with both sides using me against the other, and I got tremendous amounts of laughter out of it.
There is the accusation that, quote, anti-black and anti-Semitic groups have openly utilized Telegram with little or no content moderation by Telegram's management. They say that Apple has not taken any action against Telegram comparable to the action it has taken against Parler to compel Telegram to improve its content moderation policies. So they say that, you know, they're mad because Telegram is leaving these channels alone.
But they leave everyone alone.
But that's not true. They don't. They actually have taken down terrorist channels, like actual channels where people are plotting the destruction of other human beings. They have taken those channels down from Telegram.
Which isn't the worst thing I've ever heard, but I'm still not a fan of censorship.
I agree with you. But, you know, they do want to be on these platforms like Apple.
Sure.
So that's the reason, I suspect that's the reason why they're doing this. Although Durov has put out, you know, statements saying that they don't support violence. And so, therefore, they will remove calls to it.
Right. Which is a good philosophy to have.
The suit also alleges Telegram is being used to coordinate and incite extreme violence before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Where did that happen? Did any of the extreme violence actually occur?
They were definitely not successful if that's what they were attempting to do.
Lady Gaga was safe.
Well, thank God for that.
Some users have called on followers to abandon plans for a second protest in Washington in favor of surprise attacks nationwide. So this is what they're seeing, I guess.
This sounds like fear-mongering.
It totally is. There's a mention of how the man has suffered emotional distress. This is the ambassador you were talking about, Mark Ginsburg. He suffered emotional distress and anxiety due to the misinformation and incitement for violence against Jews. So can you imagine? So
presumably he's Jewish.
I'm going to guess that that's the case. Can you imagine suffering from anxiety because someone somewhere is posting something mean about trans people?
I can't imagine that.
Oh, my
that.
God.
I get
and
it all the time,
mean
and
things
I don't.
About trans people.
Yeah. Yeah, but
somewhere.
It's nothing to have anxiety over. I mean, I literally sat here with Chris Cantwell, who talked about how trans people should be killed. I mean, it's stupid to get anxiety over what other people are saying.
Right.
There's an enormous difference between an actual legitimate threat and someone being an idiot on the internet.
Absolutely.
I'm not scared of an idiot on the internet.
But yet
or even
guy,
an idiot in person, as these shows with Christopher Cantwell revealed.
According to the lawsuit, he is suffering emotional distress and anxiety and is being forced...
What a snowflake.
He's being forced to, quote, live in apprehension of religiously motivated violence being perpetrated against him, unquote, causing him to fear for his life and the lives of his family, even though there has not been any sort of identifiable threat against him. Otherwise, this would be like criminal charges brought against somebody.
Right, it's just the fact that knowing some people out there are anti-Semitic and say horrible things about Jewish people, that's triggering his anxiety and extreme emotional distress.
Wow.
Sounds like a very sensitive individual.
Yeah. Can't
imagine.
He
should grow a pair.
Yeah, I can't imagine living in that level of fear of just, like you said, what other people are just saying in mostly private places.
Yeah, you have to go looking for these. That's what I don't get.
Yeah.
You know, why would he, as a Jewish person, go looking for Nazi chat rooms on Telegram? I don't know about other people, but I have better things to do with my time.
Than confirm that people are saying mean things about you?
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we like to go in our own chat room and see what they're saying, because it's almost always mean things
there. Oh, yeah, for sure.
But, you know, we've invited them in, so it's okay.
And it doesn't give you anxiety.
No.
No, it
not
doesn't.
At all. It's just amusing.
It is.
Yeah.
Often.
So that's your story. I agree with you, Aria. I think that they are going to find this person doesn't have standing and kick this out of court.
I hope so, because standing is an important thing. But I don't think the point of this is really to actually succeed in a lawsuit against Apple.
It's to drag Telegram through the mud.
Yes. It's to make Apple and Google, it's to create enough social pressure where they have to remove Telegram from their stores. And with Google, again, you can always just go to a different app store in order to download it. But with Apple, it isn't that simple. You're stuck using the Apple Store, the iStore, whatever they call it on Apple. So that's frustrating, and I hope that people manage to solve the problem. But ultimately, a bigger problem are drug overdoses and despair being wrought by the lockdowns and the lack of human connections, I would argue, that caused things like that 16-year-old in Maine to kill himself because he couldn't take the lockdowns any longer. He couldn't take the quarantines.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. There have been multiple people who have had these situations arise in their lives where they're just so bummed out and so in desperate times.
And that's just the intentional ones. The accidental ones, the drug overdoses, are up enormously over previous years.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I mean, it's been almost a year now since the whole COVID crackdown began. And, you know, we were saying
it's been almost a year.
Yeah, we were saying early on that you were going to see this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's human nature, right? Humans are social animals. We need to connect with each other. We need to socialize. We need to be human beings. And every measure that the government has imposed in regard to this pandemic has been anti-human. It's been, no, you can't associate with friends. You can't even associate with your family. You can't hug each other. You can't even be within 6 feet of each other.
Well, you can't pet dogs either.
Yeah, you can't pet dogs either. I saw on Drudge Report today that they now have a COVID-19 for cats and dogs. A COVID-19 vaccine.
ridiculous.
I didn't click the article, but yeah, evidently they've been developing a COVID-19 vaccine for cats and dogs.
No, thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah, I like my cats too much to do something like that to them over a disease that they're not going to get. And even if they are, it's probably not going to kill them, just like it's not really going to kill me. 603-283-6160. Maybe I'm just being reckless with my cat's lives.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
It's free time.
Talk Live. And you can join a lot of the Free Talk Live cast or crew or hosts, whatever you want to call us, at ForkFest 2021, June the 28th through July the 4th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one's in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost, and it's right after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 28th through July the 4th. And there's no better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in New Hampshire. So check it out. ForkFest.party is the unofficial website. There's also links to an unofficial Telegram chat and an unofficial forum. You can find out more about it at ForkFest.party, June the 28th through July the 4th. It may be one of the only major events. I don't know how major it is, but it may be one of the only events happening this year.
It's a thing to do.
It is a thing to do. And it will be going on as long as Rogers Campground doesn't pull the plug on it, and I don't see any reason why they would. They never have before.
Yeah, Crosby wanted to make money last summer, and that's when everybody was really crazy about the whole mask thing, because there was all kinds of fear around, and it still happened, and it was awesome.
It was. I look forward to it. June the 28th through July the 4th. Come on up. Check out New Hampshire. It's a great place. And, you know, bring some cryptocurrency, because just about every vendor there last year, I only failed to get someone to take cryptocurrency. No, they did take cryptocurrency, but it was BTC,
ooh,
strangely enough.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was the guy I bought the habanero sauce from. So, I mean, it was worth it for habanero sauce, but still strange. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Gary calling from South Dakota. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi there. I call in once in a while, and I listen to you as much as I can, and I really appreciate your show.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for the support.
Yeah. The thing about Telegram, I mean, these people that are trying to get it deplatformed, I think these civil liberties, the erosion of civil liberties in regards to free speech, it's going on far enough. I mean, first they were doing it to Parler, and now Gab is coming out with a phone, and Tesla, I think they announced they're coming out with a privacy phone.
Really?
There's always going to be, as long as we have the Constitution, there's always going to be a way around this, regardless of what big tech or Jack Dorsey or any of them think.
I had hopes on the McAfee Global Technology smartphone that they were working on.
Wait a minute. When did you have hopes about that? Was that before McAfee hit you up for a donation or whatever it was?
Yeah, this is in like 2016, 2015.
So I didn't know anything about him.
I knew plenty about him.
Because everything he's ever said has not come true.
He hadn't gone so far off the deep end at that point. This was right before he was humping wells on the beach, and right before he started shilling for any cryptocurrency that would give him money.
100 grand, yeah.
Yeah. This was before he went off that deep end, but
ideas.
I'm not going to trust any smartphone released by Elon Musk, who is a government whore.
I wanted to get your idea on this. Today, HB 1359 in Austin, Texas was filed, and it gives the people a chance to vote for Texas to reassert its status as an independent nation, decoupled from the federal government. It's
sounds great.
The Constitution, and I think you're going to see, because there's so much polarization, that they may take some other states with them.
I will be stunned if it happens. I mean, we saw this happen in 2008 when Obama first won. We saw it happen again in 2012. We saw it happen in 2016 when CalExit, which wasn't related to Donald Trump, started making the news, but there were other states that talked about it. And now we're seeing it again in 2020. I think just these cries of secession, regrettably, are just how people react to their president not winning the election. Instead of trying to actually create a smaller government, they just want to create one with theirs is the one in power.
Well, and they, the calls for secession usually bubble up for a little, a few months after the election, and then they just dissipate, and you don't ever see any real protracted efforts.
I kind of think that this is probably be more favorable, because I think the GOP, they put it as part of their party platform, and they gained 93% favor. So we'll have to see in November 2021.
93% what now?
Favor from the people.
According to what?
Membership
polling.
Membership of the Republican Party in Texas.
But how did they get those numbers? How did they find
membership? The overall movement went from 500 to 400,000. It exploded, so.
Oh, those are big numbers, but how did they actually get the 93%? Did they was this an internal poll?
They did a polling on people, and
Well, if that's really true, then this should have some legs to it.
I would be surprised if 3% of Texans support a secession.
No, I would give it probably closer to like a third or something like that.
Really?
In Texas, yeah. I mean, the national polling recently showed 25% of Americans think that the U.S. should split into red and blue countries.
I don't care what the United States does, but I certainly think that New Hampshire should get away from the United States. It's not doing us any favors. It's not helping us.
If that happens, it'll all come up for sure.
Well, yeah, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Let me share with you here what the Austin American Statesman has to say about this. That's the newspaper there in the Austin, Texas area. HB 1359 says here is pretty simple. If approved by the Texas House and Senate and signed by the government, which is the governor, which is, of course, unlikely, the November 2nd ballot this year, I presume, would include this non-binding referendum question. So all of this hubbub to ask a non-binding referendum question, which would say, should the legislature of the state of Texas submit a plan for leaving the United States of America and establishing an independent republic?
I would say the answer is yes, insofar as that's an improvement versus the United States, but it sounds like a lot of steps to go through for a simple non-binding referendum. It has to get approved by the House, which is unlikely.
Yep.
It has to get through the Senate, also unlikely.
Correct.
Then it has to get signed by the governor, extraordinarily unlikely.
No doubt.
And then it has to get voted by popular support, which is also, it may be unlikely or unlikely, but even then, it's a non-binding referendum, which means the government can just do anything. Oh, neat, and put it aside.
I'm from Texas, and I don't think that most people I know would actually want to leave the United States. They'd be like, no.
I want New Hampshire to leave the United States. The people of Texas can do whatever they want, but I certainly want New Hampshire to leave the United States, because at least then we won't have ignorant people in California who know nothing about the candidates they're voting for who is going to rule us. And that's not to say that the people of New Hampshire are any more knowledgeable than the people of California. I think we know that they're not. But it's a broken idea to have people, 320-something million people from all over this enormous geographic landmass and making up different cultures, different personality types, having one person ruling over them, ultimately in charge of everyone and everything. It's a fundamentally bad idea. We need to at least minimize the amount of damage that rulers can do. And the best way to do that is to secede.
And the guy who put this bill forward, his name is Kyle Biederman. He's from Fredericksburg, Texas. He's a state representative. And his press release says that there are indications that the Republic of Texas would not just survive but thrive as an independent nation, saying further in the statement, voters of all political persuasions in Texas can agree on one thing. Washington, D.C. is and has been broken. Our federal government continuously fails our working families, seniors, taxpayers, veterans, and small business owners. For decades, the promises of America and our individual liberties have been eroding. It's now time the people of Texas are allowed the right to decide their own future. This is not a left or right political issue. Let Texans vote.
I agree. But, I mean, at least make the referendum binding.
Yeah, well, to his credit, he's at least bringing the conversation forward and putting these people to the test. What will they vote? Will they allow the people of Texas to even let their voices be heard officially on this? And they probably won't.
It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah,
this is Free Talk Live.
I'm grateful to have heard from some of our satellite listeners recently. I appreciate knowing that people are out there who like what we do and are willing to support it financially. LRN.FM's free-to-air satellite feeds blanket most of two continents. It was my goal to put our channel there so people without internet could receive our programs and feed pirate radio stations. We started a fundraiser on Patreon a few years ago to back the satellite channels. I recently announced that I was considering canceling the feeds, and donations increased from 15 to 20% of our costs, which are around $1,000 per month. That's a good start, and to incentivize more contributions, the Shire Free Church will be matching every dollar. Can we reach $500 per month? With your help, we can. You can join our satellite fundraiser for just $2 a month at fund.lrn.fm. If we raise enough to keep both of the channels on the air, awesome. If we raise more, I'll add more channels. If not, we can shut them down and go internet only. It's up to you. Thank you for your support. fund.lrn.fm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate sent a strong signal Tuesday that there are not nearly enough votes to convict President Trump of an impeachment trial when only five GOP senators rejected an effort by Senator Rand Paul to declare the looming trial unconstitutional. the Senate voting 55-45 to set aside Paul's motion, with all but five Republicans siding with Paul. Senators Romney, Sass, Collins, Murkowski, and Toomey all voted with Democrats to table Paul's point of order. The White House confirms President Biden had his first phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
He called him, President Putin this afternoon with the intention of discussing our willingness to extend New START for 5 years.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is touting new executive orders aimed at promoting racial justice and equality.
It focuses on the full range of communities who have been long underserved and overlooked. People of color, Americans with disabilities, LGBTQ Americans, religious minorities.
Biden hosting a White House event saying systematic racism has plagued the United States for far too long. He argued that the ground is shifting. An arrest is made in Indianapolis following the murder of six people.
More on Sunday's horrific killing in Indianapolis, Indiana. A teenager whose dad just yelled at him for leaving the house without permission turned a gun on his family, killing five relatives. The alleged killer, who has not been named by authorities because of his age, was arrested Monday after cops tracked him down to the suburb of Plainfield, Indiana. His younger brother lived to tell authorities what happened. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. As long as it's clean, we'll let you get on the air. You do have to stay FCC friendly, of course. The number is 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And we've been talking about Telegram, but we're switching gears here now to talk about the destruction wrought by the government's response to COVID-19. Now, a lot of these economic consequences, the suicides, the isolation, the depression, are being blamed on COVID-19. But, of course, that's not correct. It's being caused by government lockdowns that they are presumably enforcing because of COVID-19. But COVID-19 isn't the one telling you, you can't hang out with your friends.
That's right.
That's
or
the
open
government.
Your business.
Yes. Or open your business, or, you know, pay your employees or do your job or whatever. That's the government, not COVID-19.
That's right.
And the government is also the one causing depression in people and anxiety. And, you know, people are seeking escapes from that just like they always have.
Sure.
And it's leading to an increase in overdoses.
Yeah, it used to be that if you were frustrated with life, you could get together with your friends and hang out and talk to them about, you know, how things were going.
Yeah. Now you have to do that through a Zoom meeting.
Which is entirely impersonal and not enjoyable in the least.
So tell us about how the pandemic is fueling all of these negative reactions.
The story is coming from NPR, where they report that Karen Butcher's son Matthew struggled for years with an addiction to opioids. She's convinced the pandemic made it worse. The restaurant in Scott County, Kentucky, where Matthew worked as a bartender, closed before the pandemic, and soon other establishments from restaurants to stores followed suit as states imposed lockdowns. Quote, one day you're a bartender and you're serving people and having a great time at it, and the next day the doors are closed. she recalls. She said, then COVID hits. It was the perfect storm. She says her
son, they closed before the pandemic.
I don't know if that's what she meant to say, but that's what it says here. Butcher says her son was increasingly isolated just at a time when his unemployment checks were starting to come in. Quote, he was lonely, depressed. He didn't have any more reason to get up and keep going, she said. And then all this money flows in because of unemployment. So you're isolated. You have lots of money, and your coping skill has always been drug use. Well, two plus two equals you're going to have a tough time, perhaps.
Learn better methods of coping, though.
He died of a drug overdose alone in his apartment last May. So he didn't even make it 2 months before OD.
That's like the month that was the worst for me. I was in San Antonio and like everything closed and I had no friends and I was drinking all the time. Like in May, May was really bad. Until Lady Gaga released Chromatica.
Are you a fan of Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know anything about her. I lost my train of thought with that.
So, yeah, I mean, so it was bad for you, Bonnie, because there wasn't anyone to hang out with?
Yeah, everybody, like, even I was kind of scared to hang out with people. I had, like, one person we would both hang out sometimes, but, yeah, I would just go, sometimes I would go do Uber, and most of the time I was just so depressed, like, I didn't even want to go make money.
So, even though you had something to do, you didn't have to do it, and so you were just kind of being depressed about it.
Yeah, like, I couldn't do it enough to pay my bills, and then, like, I didn't really want to just, like, go out and see the empty city all day.
That is pretty depressing.
I was surprised today on the way to pick up dinner, or on the way to get dinner, how little traffic there was in Keene. Now, part of that was probably because of the snow.
Yeah, it was the snow, yeah. Absolutely.
But still, Main Street was dead at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It was
pounding snow at the time.
So it was.
That does tend to keep people home around here. I mean, right now in Keene, New Hampshire, it is nothing like what it was a year ago. I mean, or not a year ago, but, you know, 8 months ago or whatever, when this was just kind of getting rolling. I remember being shocked at how few cars there were on the road and how almost no one was out and about. We've seen it come back, I would say, to some extent here.
Good point. Walking to the nightcaps, there was no one else out.
Oh, yeah.
In March and April of last year.
So this guy died in his apartment all alone last May. And they say here, ordinarily,
it says opiates, but it sounds like heroin. It's really
heroin is an opiate.
Yeah, but I would specify he was a heroin user, not like wasn't eating Lortabs or something, because it's significantly harder to overdose on like hydrocodone than it is heroin.
Really?
You're going to more likely die of Tylenol or the acetaminophen and your over-the-counter, well, not over-the-counter, but your pharmaceutical opiates.
Do they put acetaminophen in those?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
A ton of it.
I didn't know that. Ordinarily, a spike in unemployment doesn't lead to a spike in overdose deaths. People who aren't working often don't have the money to buy drugs.
Yes, but this time the government was nice enough to give everyone, what was it,
$600
extra?
Week? Wasn't it per week?
Per week. On top of the normal unemployment benefits, it was $600 extra. So this bartender, who was probably making, you know, $300-$400 a week at best, suddenly he's making twice
what he made.
Yeah.
That's a lot of drugs.
Obvious result is obvious.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, if he was smart, he'd have bought Bitcoin with it and just, you know, held on for the ride.
Well, that's certainly what I suggested.
Yeah, then he could have bought 10 times the amount of drugs later on.
And he probably could have used the Bitcoin to get them.
But in University of Chicago economist Casey Mulligan says the COVID-19 recession is unusual. Federal relief payments put more money in people's pockets last spring, just as many of the usual ways to spend it were closed off. Vacations, eating out, or anything group-oriented, going to a sports game, concerts, bars, and that kind of left the sort of things that you do by yourself. Taking opioids is something that people can do by themselves.
I guess that's literally a true statement.
The economist who worked for the Trump administration argued in a recent working paper that increased isolation during the pandemic may have contributed to rising deaths of despair, that is, suicides, alcohol-related deaths, and especially drug overdoses. It's an argument the Trump administration made against government stay-at-home orders, though Mulligan admits the pandemic itself may be isolating. And that is true to some extent. Some people are so afraid of the, you know, COVID-19 that even if there weren't lockdown orders and even if there weren't restrictions on workplaces and the like, they likely would still be too frightened to come to work. I mean, you're having trouble getting workers where you work right now, right?
We do.
Yeah.
We've cut our hours because we just don't have the staff at the moment to maintain normal business hours. But would people still be afraid if governments and media hadn't colluded throughout the last year to make them just absolutely terrified of this thing.
No doubt.
Nobody ever did this for flu season.
Nope.
No. And no one. And the flu kills people.
Sure does. Well, not this year, or not in 2020. It for whatever reason, they just either they didn't record any of them, or all the flu deaths were actually quote unquote COVID, or the COVID was really the flu, or whatever. But flu numbers were apparently down quite a bit,
which isn't surprising. It was inevitable. But yeah, people didn't stay home from work or lock down or quarantine or anything else during the various flu pandemics that we've had in the past. I mean, there's been swine flu, bird flu, and none of this crap has been the result of it. And you could say COVID-19 is deadly or whatever, and it's okay, fine. But it's the fear-mongering around it that is really causing these issues. As
no
you
doubt.
Pointed out, people would stay at home regardless of the government orders, and it's because they spent a year hearing Nike and Amazon and all of these other advertisers went because they're watching television because they haven't pulled the plug yet, and their ads
they're
are just
home alone.
These commercials are just filled with this stuff.
The propaganda, you mean?
Yeah, it's absolutely horrifying. A simple Nike commercial talks about masking up.
Right.
We got to stand
citizen.
Together, stay 6 feet apart. I mean, this has been pounded into their heads for a year.
Yeah.
It's no wonder they're terrified.
And here's another point. A person who accidentally overdoses alone may be at greater risk of dying, of course, since there's no one else around to call for help. You know, if you have a loved one, you know they've got a heroin problem. Some people keep, as they mentioned here, naloxone, which is something you can administer to bring somebody back from an overdose, basically, to sort of counter it, from what I understand. This Narcan is, I believe, the name brand of it. And so it's legal here in New Hampshire to have that. It didn't used to be, but now it is. So if you've got somebody who's got a heroin problem, you keep this stuff around, you could save their life.
Have drug overdoses from opiates decreased in New Hampshire as a result of the legalization of Narcan?
That would be a good question, and I would look at the numbers prior to 2020, because 2020, obviously, you would see probably some different circumstances. Because, if your loved one has the Narcan, but they're not with you because everyone's isolating themselves, then you can't likely, dose yourself with the Narcan if you're in an overdose state. You know what I mean? So you kind of need somebody around to help you with that.
And they go on to blame fentanyl, of course, for these overdoses. So, yeah, presumably it was heroin that was laced with fentanyl or that contained fentanyl or something. We're going to talk more about this and the long-term and short-term damages caused by the government shutdowns. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live with Aria, Ian, and Bonnie tonight, 603-283-6160 if you want to join us and talk about whatever's on your mind, 603-283-6160. We're talking about the consequences of the government lockdowns, the one that everyone wants to ignore, or the one that people just don't care about because of, well, if we save just one human life, then it's worth it that we lost one human life, and at least one, sure, a 16-year-old in Maine.
Yes, you don't understand. For the people that are COVID crazy, they believe that the suicide people, the people that kill themselves, and the drug overdoses, their lives aren't equal to the lives of those poor, innocent people who came down with an illness that might possibly kill them, but barely has a chance of actually doing it.
Hasn't that same group of people been arguing for the last two decades that depression and drug addiction are diseases that these people just came down with accidentally?
Yes.
I had somebody tell me, like, it's a choice to make, or to suicide yourself or whatever.
Well, it is a choice. I'll give you that.
So that makes it worse than dying from the flu? Not as bad, I guess.
No, I mean, it's still a death, and it sucks. Well, I mean, the reason they make that choice is in my business, it may be because depression or isolation brought about by the pandemic, or maybe something unrelated, but if we could have avoided creating that depression with the government lockdown, that would have been great.
No doubt. There's more, though, about this story where this lady's son, who killed himself in May of a drug overdose alone in his own home, she says that her son tried desperately to find an in-person support group last year, even suggesting that he might start his own meeting in a parking lot if necessary. Zoom counseling and online support groups just weren't working for him. Surprise! You know, I mean, normally when you go to one of these groups, presumably you actually have contact with other people, not just sitting in the same room, but maybe actually get a hug from somebody, or at the very least a handshake, some sort of human contact, being able to look at somebody in the eyes, not through a camera, and seeing a person. And, you know, instead when the group on Zoom or whatever ends for the day, it's, you know, you can wave at the camera and say, goodbye, everyone. Nice seeing you.
Sometimes just having a reason to get dressed will make you less depressed.
Mm-hmm. Getting out of the house has been something that they have recommended for depressed people for a long time, is go, you know, get some exercise, get some fresh air.
Sure, and I was saying you can't get out of your house.
Nope.
And now the depression rates are skyrocketing. We just don't understand what's happening.
She said, this is his mom saying, he craved being a part of a group that understood what he was going through in person. And it just couldn't happen. She says, so yeah, I believe it impacted his mental health greatly.
I mean, especially for someone who is a drug addict, who is using drugs to cope with something. We don't know what he was coping with, but he was already in a fragile state. He needed that emotional, that human connection with other people, and he just couldn't get it.
Yep.
So he chased drugs deeper and deeper until he finally died in his apartment.
So we don't have the numbers yet for 2020. According to the numbers, however, drug overdoses, suicides, and alcohol-related deaths killed 165,000 Americans in the year of 2019. So it should be interesting and likely sad to see how that number will change for 2020 when it's available.
I'm surprised those numbers aren't available yet.
If they are, they didn't make it into this NPR story, which was published, I believe, today. Yeah, it was published this morning.
Well, so. I imagine the numbers will be up.
Yep.
Surprise. And I imagine, you know, the people who are wrapped up in this COVID fear just aren't going to care. No. What would be interesting, tragic, but interesting, is would be to see suicide, alcohol-related, drug-related deaths increased well beyond the number of COVID-19 deaths.
Mm.
It would be tragic to see that, but that's only like a 2.5 times increase. That's not unlikely in a year that was as destructive to humanity and a person's well-being as 2020 proved to be.
I want to know from the people that actually kind of look down their nose at the suicide and drug overdose deaths, how many dead drug addicts or, you know, family members from suicide or whoever, some people kill themselves, how many of these types of deaths is equal to a person dying from COVID? Like, what does it take? I mean, if it takes X amount of overdose deaths to be worth saving one person from COVID, how many is the number of overdose deaths? Is it 10 to 1?
I wouldn't be able to answer
2 to 1? 3 to 1? I mean, it's a ridiculous question, but this is actually the viewpoint that people have, is they look down their nose at people who have decided to kill themselves, and they say, well, you're a lesser person. You're not as equal as these people over here who just happened to get COVID. You are not as important.
But this person, according to them, just happened to get drug addiction, just happened to get depression, right? It wasn't.
Well, they're not saying that anymore, I don't think.
No, of course not. And it's futile to try to point out someone's hypocrisy to them. Like, wait, weren't you just saying this like 3 years ago, that this person with this drug addiction, they just have a disease?
Mm.
Suddenly that's no longer really the case. They chose that. They chose that disease. They chose that suicide and that depression.
Well, they did choose it. And I'm glad they finally come to that realization. But that doesn't mean that they're any less of a person. And it doesn't mean that they don't deserve to be cared about or to be have their feelings considered.
Or to have no way to be able to go get help.
I will say that the 16-year-old in Maine who killed himself because of isolation and depression is probably, his life probably more valuable than your 86-year-old grandmother's. Mm. Sorry to say that. But that's probably true. He probably had a lot more to contribute to the world.
Could have contributed more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Than the 86-year-old in the nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
I realize people don't want to face that reality, but we do have teens out here killing themselves, becoming drug addicts who otherwise wouldn't, and that's a serious issue, not to mention the ones who are going to become psychopaths as they're adults because they were 2 years old in this anti-human era.
Here's an idea. Let's let the old folks in the nursing home decide for themselves what level of risk they're willing to take. You know, if you want to see your grandkids and you want to hug your grandkids, then you should be able to do that.
I heard my 75-year-old grandma telling my aunt, I would rather see my grandkids because one of them got COVID. And she's like, I would rather see my grandkids. I don't want to die without seeing my grandkids again.
I know. That's so sad.
I imagine that's probably the most common reaction, but you do have people who are just narcissistic enough that they're like, no, don't hug me, grandson. Stay 6 feet away from me.
Say your uncle was like that or something?
No, my father was like that to my nephew. And I'm like, dude, I'm so glad I was not there for this. That is so disgusting.
Yeah.
Glad to give my nephew a hug. No fear of COVID. But no, I mean, these people are insane. And now they wear that with a badge of honor. I mean,
right.
The new normal is perpetual insanity and being out of touch with reality and what is actually happening around them.
And it's getting worse. Now they're as we said in the beginning of the show, now they're saying to wear two masks instead of one.
And I just don't understand why they're stopping it too.
Yeah.
And how come they? How come we're not seeing goggles? You know, Fauci said, put on goggles. If you really want to protect yourself and other people, put on goggles. Now it's wear two masks. Okay. If you want me to put on two masks, you better damn well be wearing a pair of goggles when you say this to me.
And if you're
I'm not going to put on two masks, but you better at least be doing your part.
And if you're going to wear two masks into a grocery store, why wouldn't you just get curbside in your car outside?
That's also a valid point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're that terrified, just stay the hell at home. Just get it delivered using one of these apps that will, you don't even have to go to the store. Just get it delivered directly to your house.
I don't understand it.
Spray everything with Lysol before you bring it in. I don't know. If you're crazy, you're crazy.
That's just proof people just want to be seen with a mask on.
I think you're right about that. And now they want to be seen with two masks.
Yep.
Because it's all about signaling, right? Oh, look at me. Oh, I care.
2X. I don't care.
2X cares.
I don't care about the spread of coronavirus or COVID-19, and I haven't seen any particular or compelling reason that I should care.
Me neither.
I don't.
And I've known people who've come down with it.
I don't associate with any particularly elderly people who would be at risk of dying from this.
I didn't freak out when my friends got the flu before. You know, just say, hey, man, get some rest. Get some fluid in you. Eat. You know,
I was unsettled a bit when I had the flu early last year.
Yeah.
But that was because it lasted for like 4 or 5, 6 weeks. And it just never seemed to go away.
Mm-hmm.
I was unsettled by that. But even then, it was never something I can't go do the radio show because I might get someone else sick. You know, it's simple. Take precautions. Wash your hands after you blow your nose. Just wash your hands regularly anyway, especially when you're sick. Simple little things like that to inhibit the spread of a disease. I don't believe anyone here at the studio caught the flu as a result of that.
I don't know. I mean, nobody and I did for like 2 days come down with some pretty bad stuff coming out of both ends. And
that sounds more like food poisoning than anything, though.
Hey, yeah, I don't know what it was.
It doesn't sound pleasant either.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it was pleasant.
It didn't last for 4 weeks, though. It was only 2 days.
See, I don't think I had that issue when I had the flu. I was just tired constantly and running a fever.
Well, the thing is, if you look at the coronavirus symptoms, there's a whole list of stuff that's on there. So, you know, people got all kinds of symptoms.
Yeah, and, you know, it could be anything. It could be a common cold. It could be the flu. But if you're sick these days, you just about can't tell anyone about it because they're going to assume you have COVID-19. Even if you just have allergy issues like I do here in New Hampshire. I never had issues in Mississippi, but here, I sneeze every day and I always get looks from people. Oh my God, you're infectious. This is Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.